This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I just saw something really interesting. I remember I said that, you know, I'm 49. If I was 20 years younger, I'd get into a uniform. I would. I mean, I have no doubts. I would. I'd be down there. I don't know what I could do. I don't know what they'd want me to do, but I would. But I can't. But I just saw something where maybe I might be of some service. The U.S. military is considering dropping transistor radio. This is true. This was just, at least as far as I can ascertain the veracity of it, it was just on CNN. I realize that I guess that doesn't mean that it's absolute truth, but it was verified at least by them. The U.S. military is planning on dropping transistor radios into Afghanistan and broadcasting U.S. stuff on it. I don't know. Some kind of, you know, disruptive sort of U.S.-style propaganda. We can help with that. This program, the unique Phil Hendry Show, the only one of its kind in the history of broadcasting, we can help our country. We can blow their minds over there with some of the jive that we can lay out. I don't know where they're broadcasting from, probably from a ship, maybe one of the carriers. I would like to publicly, and at this time, volunteer myself, Mike Schaefer, who's newly married, but I'm sure he doesn't care, and Craig, whatever his name is, to go and serve for the rest of our lives in the military and never see our family. What do you mean, can I speak Afghanistanese? Don't they speak Afghanistanis? No, but I could do some stuff. I could get on there. This is Osama bin Laden. I am speaking English because I want you to understand. I don't know. It'd be a bunch of jive, but, you know, it might be a cool thing. Some kind of propaganda role I could serve. I could Armed Forces Radio, whatever the hell. Would they rather have a captain who's got some experience, you know? I could do the whole Adrian Cronauer thing. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show here. And we'll go back to some phone calls and then some other crap. I don't know what could be, but we'll do it. Oh, yeah, Bud Dickman is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Bud Dickman's weekly top 10. Here is Charles. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Charles.
Hey, Phil. Love your show.
Hi, thanks.
You bet. My comment is directed just for all the people who've been criticizing all this strong military action that people are talking about, based on the fact that they're afraid of making, you know, these terrorists angry at us and they're afraid of retaliation. Just seems ridiculous. I mean, these people have targeted us for genocide. I mean, as a nation, literally. I'm just glad that Bush is electing people who realize, you know, the situation we're in so that they can take the military action it's going to take to keep our country safe.
Okay, what about us getting angry? I mean, can you imagine the gall of these people? Well, may not be gall. Maybe they're reading us loud and clear. They don't care whether they make us angry.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care whether they're pissing us off. Maybe they want to piss us off. Maybe they don't think we're up for it. Maybe they don't think we're up to it. I don't know what the trip is. But I hear a lot of these people say that, you know, well, if we attack them, there could be retaliation. Can't we just sort of make it all go away, mommy? No. No, we can't make it all go away.
If they wanted to piss us off, I think they've done a great job. It's time to put our foot down and say this is not going to be tolerated. If they want to play hardball, hey, that's America's game.
Well, here's the deal. We go over, we do our thing, then they come back, and let's say they blow up another building. Then where are we going to be as a country? Will that either piss us off more or make us more resolute, or will that scare the living crap out of us so that we all move to Canada or something?
Yeah, there's too many people hiding behind that humanitarian face who want it all to go away and want it all to go away.
What do you think would happen?
I think that it would just further outrage the people. I mean, I think we've already gotten to that point where we're just mad enough that, I mean, most of people really are behind strong military action. There's just a few who are still, oh, maybe if we don't do anything, it'll go away. We don't want to make them more angry. Hey, we're in it. We got to do something
to stop it
before it gets worse.
Yeah, there's no normal anymore, man. So just get, you know, we're not in freaking Kansas anymore, you know?
Exactly.
This is Oz, whatever this is. But I'm curious because we did the poll. If America takes a few more terrorist hits in the months and years to come, it will A, make me want to leave the country, B, simply be the price of waging war, or C, frighten me into near paralysis. Well, 82% said, 82% said it's simply the price of waging war, which is, I believe, the intelligent response. But I wonder how many of those people are being honest, that if something happened next month, and let's say, God forbid, it was the Sears Tower next month, or it was an airport next month, or something else, do we suddenly, you know, start saying, God, this is more than I bargained on, I want out. Game over, I want out.
something that I'm reminded of that you commented on that's absolutely right is you're saying this may not go away fast, and we may have to be prepared to take some of those hits. You know, we got to have the stomach for this. War isn't pretty, but it's what we
got
to do.
If we got the stomach for it, there's no way we can lose. There's no way we can lose. If we really know what we're up against and we're ready to dig in for the long haul, there's no way we can lose. But if we think this was...
We still got to have the mindset that we think we can lose. We can't get too confident. We always have to have that in the back of our mind to keep us going and to keep us on our toes.
Well, that's my philosophy, brother. But, you know, you and I, who knows, Charles? Thanks for your call, man.
Hey. Bye-bye.
He was going to say one more thing. I hung up on him. Sorry. 1-800-449-8686. We have a line open that we're leaving open for a female caller. Any female caller. Well, not just any. Any female caller between the ages of 18 and 24. Built. Okay. Let me go over here to Jason on the Phil Hendry Show. Jason?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Doing good, thanks. Hey, you were mentioning the other day that, you know, you were thinking... You know, why not send Jesse Jackson over to negotiate?
Uh-huh.
I've got an... I don't know if I agree with that. I think we might come up with a better alternative.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking Rudy Canosa could do the job.
Rudy Canosa, one of the characters from our show. Why would Rudy Canosa do a good job on that one?
Well, you know, he's... get him over there talking to all the people over there. Throw out some of those colloquial phrases... They're going to have love coming out all over the place.
You mean all Rudy's going to have to do is look at Bin Laden and go, la, 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 and the two of them are going off on a camel together someplace. They're on a camel together going around a butte.
Or maybe one...
Dumbass there was trying to slip some Spanish lingo by on me, and it might have been clean, but I'm not guessing that it was. Nice try, pal. 1-800-44... what's our number? That doesn't make any difference. Here is Bruce on the Phil Hendry Show. Bruce? Bruce?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Yeah, this is the first time I've listened to your show.
Yeah? Really, yeah, okay. Well, you got to get that cell phone together there, brother.
Yeah, between my wife and my son and I, we've got 44 years in the Army, in the military. Spent 2 years as a sniper with a special operations guerrilla unit. Go ahead.
Wow.
Let us loose. Send us over. Don't stop until it's done. We've got a duty to the people of the U.S. They're the ones that count on us. The hell with what everybody else says.
We're with you, man. Are you in the Army now?
Nope. My wife and I both retired. I'm a teacher now.
You're a teacher?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're teaching, man, but it sounds like it could be fun. All right, well, we're with you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, go over there and do all that stuff that guy was saying, man. Arrest their front agents, operate against their recruiting and transportation functions, locate their training areas, surveil or mine them, isolate them from their families, dominate their communications, jam or spoof them, make their couriers disappear. Always love that term, don't you? That's like right out of James Bond. Make their couriers disappear, find out how they eat, play, receive rewards, and where they sleep, go there and kill them. Yeah, that's the plan. Now, this idea that... You don't want to act like terrorists. We're not acting like terrorists. We're going after the guys that did it. Terrorists go after anybody. They kill anybody. I guess they figure they're great guys because they let them call their families on the cell phone first. I guess they figure that they're, you know, they're just real sweethearts. We're not going after anybody. We're going in and we've got a gun and we're telling them that we're there and they're probably going to reach for their guns and then we'll blow them away. I mean... Unless you want them to throw their hands up and say, Achtung, Achtung, friend, friend. Load them onto a chopper, get them over to a carrier, take them back to the wherever you take them back to, and put them on trial. How you really think that that's likely? You think that's going to happen? This guy, Bin Laden, they just had some brand new footage of him. I don't know where it's from. It was on one of the Middle East television channels. He, in this photograph, is surrounded by, it looks like, at least 100 guys, at least 100 guys, all wearing masks, all of them with, you know, Kalashnikovs, AK-47s, every kind of automatic rifle. And this guy, Bin Laden, who I understand he's very tall, doesn't he look like about the most meek, mild-mannered guy you ever saw in your life? Like, you know, a puff of air, blow a guy over, but it's obviously looks are deceiving, you know? Every time I look in there at Mike... 1-800-449-8686. These guys would rather die than be captured. Absolutely. Or so they'd like to tell us. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't forget, coming up, Bud Dickman's weekly top 10. The other thing I don't hear anybody talking about is, when are we getting out of that oil deal down there? We got to get out of there. Well, the getting's good. Now let's go. Let's start drilling it. I don't care if you're an environmentalist. I am still. It's over, baby. It's over. We lose. Now, see, I can stand up like a man and say it. We lose. I don't want no drilling in Alaska and protect the chipmunks, which I'm completely down with. But there's no way, man, there's no way that we continue to put our country and our citizens and our soldiers at risk because we happen to be buying oil from some countries that just happen to be nuts. No. Party's over, baby. Party's over. Game over. We're out. We're out. We're leaving. Thank you. It's been really nice. No, don't you guys want another beer? No, you want another can of oil? No. We're done, man. You can have it. And we got to start that tomorrow. Tomorrow. I want American oil or oil from somewhere around here where the guy isn't going to, like, drive a plane into my house. Mexico, Canada, America, somewhere close to home. And no more of that stuff down there because this is what it's bought us. Don't kid yourselves, folks. I'm being really serious. Don't kid yourself. This is what the whirlwind has reaped. Our fooling around in the Middle East for their oil has bought us this grief. And I say the day has come. It ends now, man. It's got to stop. We got to get out of there. Okay, here's Nancy on the Phil Henry Show. Nancy?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine.
Hey, listen, I was just calling because I wanted to talk about the fact that the head of security at Logan Airport got fired.
Yeah?
And I think that is
Are you
so
in Massachusetts?
Ridiculous.
Are you in Massachusetts?
No, I'm not. I'm okay. In Texas. They could have done it at any airport in America. I mean, this guy is being used as such a scapegoat. Yeah. If they're going to fire
that's what happens.
They need to fire the intelligence, either CIA or FBI.
They fire the head of Logan.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's so stupid. I mean,
no, it's
guys,
not stupid.
They had this guy on their watch list.
No, there was no such watch list. Let me tell you something, Nancy, if you can just slow down. First of all, there was no watch list. That's bull crap. That was reported by the media. There is no such thing as a watch list. That's number one. Number two, scapegoats sometimes are necessary. The guy who heads security at Logan, no way that guy keeps his job, even if he had nothing to do with what happened at Logan. No way does that guy keep his job. It's too high profile, and there is just that you gotta fire the guy. And I'm sure he even understands why he got fired. It happened on his watch. He's got to lose his job. Now, intelligence? Yeah, we need some intelligence capability. You're absolutely right. We are weak in that regard. We got to get stronger, and we will. And to that end, the guy that used to head intelligence of the CIA, I think it was Woolsey, he's no longer the head of the CIA. I think we got a new guy. What's his name? Trent?
Right.
So we have a new CIA director. We've got a brand new attorney general. But
hopefully we'll get some funding for it, too.
We will. We'll get money for it. Yeah. But no way do you keep the head of security at Logan, even if the guy was out sailing a boat with his son or his, you know, if he was... singing in a choir that day. You got to fire him. He has to go. That's
but
what happens
in what
in the real world.
How did he screw up his job?
He was the man who was head of security the day that two airliners were hijacked within 40 minutes out of his airport. That's
yeah,
what. But... That's yeah. He's done, and he knows it, and he should be done. Thanks for calling, Nancy. No. That's how business is done. See, we can live in a land of, it's really not right. And you know what? Yes, it is right. Did he do anything wrong? Probably not. Did those guys get on the plane illegally? Probably not. Was there anything that man could have done under the existing rules? I don't know. Maybe not. Should he have gotten fired? Yes. You bet. He goes, new person, here we go. Is it bad luck? You better believe it. Sorry for him and his family. Move on, Charlie. You lose your job. Better luck next time. Heather, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I just like to make a couple of points. First of all, I don't think that we're going to have the satisfaction of bringing bin Laden to justice or even killing him ourselves. I think that he'll probably kill himself first before he gets caught.
Well, maybe. Maybe he'll park himself in one of those planes that he's, you know, try and take something out and he'll forget how to fly it.
And he seems to like having other people do that for him.
You think
him,
this guy will kill himself, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that we'll see him brought to justice.
Do these guys just kill themselves, or do they kill themselves? Like, do they strap a bomb to themselves and try to take out other people?
Well, that's a good question. If he kills himself, he may try to take others out with him.
Yeah, if he, in other words, realized that they were closing in, don't you think he would do the old strap a bomb to himself thing and try to take out three or four SEAL members or Delta Force guys or who knows what, Northern Alliance guys?
That'd be the way to go.
So all the better reason to shoot this freak from long range and be done with him.
Mm-hmm.
Blow him up like from across the mountain or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Heather. Good thinking.
Yeah, I'd also like to comment on that poll you had.
Yeah.
I think another round of attacks shouldn't be enough to make us tuck our tails in between our legs because it's stopping the war is not going to stop the attacks.
Right.
You know, I mean, we weren't at war when we were attacked.
Yes.
And
very true.
I think individually leaving the country isn't the answer either because there is no other country to live in. This is the greatest country to live in.
This is where we got to make our stand. Yeah. This is the place, man. You know, you fall back to America, you don't fall back any further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kid.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, later.
Bye.
Goodbye. Tough woman. See, there ain't nowhere else to go. And all the old arguments that people used to use about peace. Hey, dude, I was there. I was in the front lines of the peace thing. And bring them back alive and no more war. Yeah, I lived it, okay? I lived it. There were good reasons to say those things then. But when the guy comes around to your house and he sticks a couple of barrels of a shotgun up your rear end, what are you going to do? Say peace, man? Give me a freaking break. Those cats on Flight 93, I mean, they could have sat down and had a nice, intelligent conversation with them and said, peace now. And you know what? There would have been more people dead. Oh, we've gone through this scenario over and over again. I realize I'm preaching to the choir. Here's Carrie on the Phil Hendry Show. Carrie?
I told your guy another thing. I wanted to tell you a couple of things. One is you were doing a fantastic job, and I'm glad to see somebody on the right side speaking for everybody because it's very liberal out there.
Well, I'm liberal. I'm a liberal guy. I'm a Democrat, Carrie.
I'm not, but that's a whole other story. But I wanted to tell you, too, I used to be a flight attendant.
Hey, we had a Democrat for president during World War II. The first atomic bomb was dropped by a Democrat. Don't count us out, man.
I know, honey, I know. But you're in Texas now. This is Republican area.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas,
what are you talking about? You ever heard of Lyndon Johnson?
I like him, too.
Republican.
Very good man.
Go ahead.
Very good man.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I used to be a flight attendant for a major airline, and I had the privilege and honor of being able to fly the troops. So not for what had happened, I would be doing it again to take these guys over there, these sweet 17, 18-year-old kids.
But you don't want to get up in a plane now?
No. I will. I'm going in a plane next month.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no problems whatsoever. No, my problem is all of the people that have been hurt from in the industry,
yeah.
All the airline people, everybody in my industry that I'm in now, everybody is hurting, and it's just amazing. And we've got to stand up and fight, and
I'm gonna take it. Yeah, I'm going to try and do something about that. We're going to plan a road trip, man. We're going to plan a road trip. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let me talk to him.
Okay. Bud, come here for a minute.
All right. Bud, this is David Hall.
Hold on, hold on. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're back, and we were going to start the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, but we got a problem here.
Am I on?
Go ahead.
Bud, this is David Hall.
What do you want?
You got to take the gas mask off.
Take it off, Bud.
I don't want to take it off. I'm scared.
Look at Bud. You can't do the weekly top 10 with a gas mask. Now, I know you're frightened. What are you frightened? Diaper rash can't be. They can't do that.
What are your dishpan hands?
What do you mean, dishpan?
Let me do it, Phil. You can't get dishpan hands from bioterrorism.
What matter, man?
Are you listening to this?
You let me handle it.
But he's talking about he's got diaper rash.
You let me handle it. There's no way you get diaper rash. Diaper rash is, you're probably wearing your underwear too tight. When's the last time that you even changed your underwear?
Couple of weeks.
What?
Couple of weeks.
What'd you say?
A couple of weeks.
Holy gee. Will you get this kid to change his underwear?
What do you want me to do? I'm supposed to go to his house and change his underwear for him?
Well, he works for you, doesn't he?
He works for me. Doesn't mean I go over to his house and change his underwear.
Well, do something, will you? The show, you gotta do it. You do it.
Take the mask off, will you, Bud?
Please, Bud.
Okay. I'm afraid, though.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Bud, there's nothing to be afraid of, man. There ain't no, you know, bioterrorism.
I'm just nervous about it.
You don't have to be nervous.
Don't be nervous, kid.
Just start the show.
I'm gonna hang up.
Well, don't hang up. Just put him on hold. Go ahead. Start the show.
I'm Bud Dickman, top weekly top 10 segment. This day, hi.
Hold on, stop. What's the matter?
I heard about a top 10 weekly.
What? Jesus, get him back. Are you listening to this?
Oh, the kid's just shaking up.
Shaking up? He sounds like he's got muscular dystrophy.
I know Mr. Hall need not go airtime.
You gotta do it, Bud. Okay? The weekly top 10, we've sold it out for the week. We got a national sponsor for it.
I don't even understand what he's saying.
What'd he say?
I don't know. Other than he's nervous about it because he doesn't want to get diaper rash from a bioterrorist attack. Do you realize how stupid that sounds?
You're not me.
Phil, put your arm around Bud and comfort him.
What?
Put your arm around him and comfort him.
Put my arm...
You heard me. Put your arm around him and comfort him.
I heard Janet Jackson number 10.
Come here, Bud.
Queer.
See what happened?
But just put your arm around him.
He called me a queer.
Bud, do it.
Bud, I'm not... I don't mean anything by this, okay?
But you do.
I'm just gonna... put my hand on you there.
Gay.
I'm not doing it anymore, okay?
Well, just play the stupid music.
Bud Dickman Top 10!
Number 10 to 10.
Jackson Janet.
It's Janet.
DJ Janet!
Turn it off! You can't go on doing this, okay?
I know.
Now take a deep breath. And let it out. And just relax. Just relax, okay?
I gotta relax.
That's right. You're Mr. Smooth. Huh? You're smooth.
I smooth.
That's right. You're smooth. You're Mr. Smooth. You're gonna play number 9. All the babes are out there listening.
Babes.
That's right. Just go ahead. Show your love, man. Show your cool, babe. All right? You chill.
I chill.
That's right. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dickman Bud. Here, number. It's one.
It's number nine.
Nine.
Think a happy thought, like Destiny's Child sandwiched with you in the middle, okay?
Hi, Destiny Child!
Ho. What a tard.
Thanks for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that.
But that Dickman Top 10 Weekly Gold phone call now.
You sure you want to go to a phone call?
Yeah, just go phone call now. Hi, Dickman Top 10 Weekly. Hi.
Good me. Right show you got, bitchin'.
Okay, nice meet. See you.
Me too, Boga. Ouch.
The hell is that?
Dick Dickman.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. What was that?
People call Bud Dickman Tinkly Top 10.
Oh, it's the Tinkly Top 10 now. Is that what it is?
I'm nervous.
Well, you may be nervous, man. You're nervous. You're making your callers nervous. What does he want? David, he's making his call.
Will you just leave him alone?
He's making his callers nervous.
Leave him alone! I told you to put your arm around him and comfort him.
I tried to do that, and he called me gay.
Well, do it again!
Gay!
See what I'm saying?
All right, just let him do it. God, I gotta keep calling you clowns.
All right, look. Bud, you're making your callers nervous, okay?
I go get plea people. Enter in a roaster. Show them how to move in a room full of vultures.
Industry shady. You need to be taken over. Label owner. Can I help you? I'm raising
a stack. Right.
I'm over. That's number nine. What?
That number nine. Pay us like you owe us for all the years
that you hold us. We can talk. Jay-Z.
Stay Jay-Z.
The song's called Izzo.
Izzo!
What? Izzo is the name of the song.
Izzo!
Not J. Doesn't start with a J, you sick freak. It's Izzo!
Yeah!
This guy's out of his mind, all because he's afraid of getting diaper rash from bioterrorism.
That Fizzo! And it
ain't no Fizzo either, man. No. Go ahead, do the next one. Do the next one!
All right, Bud Dickman Top 10.
Stop it. The guy is like freaking out. Get David on the line because he's got Tourette's now. I think that's it's sifted right into, it's just moved into a whole Tourette's thing, okay? Just get him on there. Go ahead, take your call.
Hey, all right, Bud Dickman, how you doing? Okay, I'll get it right on. Now, I was going to say, wait a minute, what was that about? He made a request.
How do you know he made a request?
Because he said he wanted to hear the Gwen Stefani.
No, he didn't. I heard the guy, and it was, he sounded like the Elephant Man or something.
I don't know what your problem is.
My pro... Hey, how come we're all of a sudden talking okay? Turn it off.
The guy wanted to hear a song.
Well, I don't know how you can understand what that guy said.
Look, play it back. I understand it perfectly.
Go ahead, roll it back.
All right, sir, we'd be happy to play that.
Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with...
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't understand a word of that.
Oh, you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it. What?
What's the problem?
Well...
What's the problem? I'm trying to get the weekly top ten on. Now what's the problem?
Mr. Hall, Mr. Henry bothering me.
Why are you bothering him?
I'm not bothering him. You asked me to help him.
That's right, sir. Why am I not hearing music? Why am I talking to you two idiots? Now what's going on?
I took a request, Mr. Henry. Not like it.
It's not that I didn't like it, okay?
Well, then what's the problem?
He took a request from some guy that didn't speak English.
Play it back.
Play that tape back. David will hear it.
And we'll get it right on for you, sir. Get rid of me. You
see, I do what they... See what I mean?
What's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem?
He took a request.
I can't understand what that guy said, what you're saying, or what this clown's saying next to me, and you want me to help him.
Have you kissed his forehead yet?
Have I kissed his forehead yet? You had me putting my arm around him, and he was calling me gay.
Try the forehead kiss.
What are you doing?
I'm supposed to kiss your forehead.
Get away from me. Get away.
See what I'm saying?
Well, just keep doing it.
Hi, Bud Dickman. I nervous for get diaper rash from bioterrorism. Let me blow
your mind. Number yeah.
Papa can't stop. Excitement. Block shots from your stash box.
At number 7 is Usher. Yes, Usher.
Yo, I ain't seen you in a minute.
What can you say? It's Usher.
I got something to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead, man. For the 18th week in a row.
About you, that caught my eye. Is the same thing that makes me change my mind. Kinda hard.
Hey, Bud Dickman, I nervous.
But girl, you don't have to keep telling everybody that.
I nervous.
Sit down this
oh, shut up.
While. See this girl, she sort of looks just like you.
What's next?
Number 6.
You do.
Sneezing or something, man?
Innocent.
Tell you what, I'll get Carson Daly on the phone, okay?
You get Carson?
Yeah, I'll get Carson Daly on the phone. He's the guy that does that weekly deal, you know, the Total Request Live thing. Cat'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah, I've been thrown off, man. I haven't got my chops.
Yeah, you gotta get your chops back smooth. Okay, Slick, I'll get him on the phone, all right?
Yeah, you do that.
Jesus.
Oh, no, this is why can't get with you. Thought that she was the one.
Bud Dickman, Weekly Top 10. We'll be back with Carson Daly and the number 4 song.
On the Phil Hendry Show, unfortunately.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
That's my dick, Maliki. I'm hey, Bud.
Wait a minute, man. Say it again.
I'm
Bud.
Bud.
Dick.
Dick.
Man.
Man.
Okay. Now, Carson Daly is on the phone. I know you're nervous about the whole bioterrorism thing, right?
Yeah.
Carson, put him up. Carson, you there? Carson Daly of Total Request Live. Great to have you on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Look, Carson, Bud Dickman's here.
Yo, Bud.
Hey, Daly, Carson.
What's up with him?
Well, he's nervous and he's forgetful, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember nothing or never thing.
He's all messed up, dude.
Okay. Well, because you do a countdown show, man, like what I do.
Uh-huh.
I'll help you out best way that I can.
Well, I forget stuff.
Like what?
I can't remember.
Okay. You know what I do when I forget stuff?
What?
What?
I remember now. What'd you ask me?
What do you do?
Hold on, I'll handle this. What do you do when you forget stuff?
I forget.
What do you mean you forget?
Well, you guys called me out of the blue.
No, I meant...
Hold on for a minute. Carson, this is Phil Hendry.
Yeah?
What do you do when you forget stuff?
I forgot.
You forgot? I got a mental case here.
Why don't you play a song?
Play a song, bud.
What?
Play a song.
What's that?
No, what's that? It's this one here.
That a song?
What's that?
A song. That's what you play too, Carson.
Oh. Who is this?
Stained.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up high.
Number 6!
On a Dickman Top 10.
And it's been a while since I
Carson Daly, and you're listening to the Bud Dickman Top 10 on the Phil Henry Show.
What?
I said, I'm Bud Dickman, and you're listening to Phil Henry on the Carson Daly Show.
No, it isn't. You're Carson Daly, he's Bud Dickman, and I'm Phil Henry.
Right.
Bud Dickman Top 10, Carson Daly is here, so's Phil Henry and David Hall on the phone for you. For you.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? We're in the middle of the thing.
Take the call.
David.
What's going on now?
I got Carson Daly.
You got that idiot. That idiot doesn't even know what show he's on. He thinks he's doing his own. Carson, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
What are you doing?
I'm doing Total Request Live.
No, you're not, you jackass. You're on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He can't remember what he's saying.
Holy Christ. Play number five.
It's number five.
I don't want to play number five.
Just play it.
This is number four.
Number five, Carson.
Like I said, it's number...
four.
Three. Four.
Okay, that's enough. Turn it down.
I forgot how.
All right, turn it down.
I forgot.
What do you mean you forgot?
How do you turn it down?
With this thing.
Is it turned down?
Can't you hear?
Well, I forgot. Yeah, is it turned down? I don't know what it... I can't remember what it sounds like when something's turned down.
Okay, anyway, I'll take over. This is number,
three.
Three. No, it ain't. It's number four.
While he was steaming, I was steaming in the beamer, just steaming. I forgot. I can't believe that I call my men cheating. Bud Dickman! So I found another way to make him pay for it
all. So I went to Neiman. We gotta go to number three now, man.
Where is it?
Go to number three.
No.
Go to number three.
I don't want to.
Go to number three.
Man, if he doesn't want to go...
Will you shut up? Go to number three, you idiot. Here's number three, okay?
Come on. Come on.
What's this one called?
Yeah, you don't know, man. You do your own thing, and you don't know.
I forgot.
Go to...
number three!
Yeah, that's good, Carson. It's number three. Here's number two.
Number three.
Number two.
Number three. Number two, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What?
Okay, we're done with that one. What do you think is next? Go ahead, Carson. What do you think's next?
Number three?
No, number one. We did number two.
You did a dirty.
What?
You did number two.
Number two in a song. This is number one.
What's the name of this show?
Phil Henry Show, unfortunately.
The Phil Henry Show, unfortunately. I'm sorry.